You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penny, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Well, thank you. Excited to talk about fashion today and the wonderful world of AI, is that right?
Yeah, I got started because I found some new Crocs.
Oh, love that for you. I'm presuming they're black, knowing you, Penny, but...
Total disclaimer, I'm not a fan. I do not like Crocs whatsoever, but this one... was like, oh my God, this has got to be like the icing on the cake of Croc design wear, which is like cowboy boot Crocs with spurs.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Wait, have you bought some of these?
Hell no.
I was imagining that you were like finally committing to the Croc way of life.
Hell no.
All right, take the Croc slander,
emphatic no.
The Croc Penelope Noir slander off the table there. But I am impressed by the idea of a Croc cowboy boot. That sounds extremely chaotic.
I will send you a picture because I just don't, and yeah, it's just horrific to me. But anyway, that kind of started, like, got me thinking about trends and things like that, and how people predict trends for fashion, because surely someone's gone, there is a need for the Western cowgirl Croc, you know?
Yeah.
And so basically, I had a look into how trends are forecasted now. And, you know, you have people looking at colour themes, shapes, and key events or social movements. So things like, you know, during COVID, bizarre fashion came up, which was, you know, people wearing odd clothes.
Yes.
And it's actually a terminology. You can Google it and find the weirdest stuff. And also, you know, people wearing onesies, wedding dresses, the sales of those went down. And, of course, all of these things are measurable. So there are now artificial intelligence companies or people using AI to help predict the style crazes that are coming out.
That's so interesting and also not very surprising, because that feels like, you know, the natural path for AI was always going to be selling people things.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And, you know, it's always been a job, basically, as long as fashion has existed. There have been trend forecasters and people doing, you know, what's out on the street? What are people interested in wearing and what can we sell back to them? So it's just fascinating that they've, you know, blended the two things together. What does it kind of mean? How does it work?
So basically, once upon a time, you know, you get these people going along to, you know, fashion weeks, and they predominantly look at the street style mostly.
Mm.
I think if you're going to be really kind of predicting trends, I think you've got to be there early on. But forecasting agencies use quantitative results from AI tools that detect patterns from large data sets of runway shows, social media posts, online and store data. So you know how, like, when you go into the store, all your information is kind of saved when you purchase something, especially if you join like a loyalty card program.
That's how they get you, Stella.
Oh, they did get me.
Yeah, the cool thing though is that the more accurate the AI predicts, the less waste will be produced.
Okay.
And something I didn't know is that 40% of clothing manufactured at the moment is sold for less than half price, and 25% of products are not sold at all. So that's, you know, that's only like, that's, I mean, well, that's 65% that's not being produced, that's not going to possibly, you know, get the full value back, you know?
The mind does boggle how people are still like, this is fine and normal that we produce this much random crap that just goes straight into landfill. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is absolutely baffling, let alone the discourse online, the layers of discourse about whether or not it's ethical to buy from Shein or whatever. It's not. It's just absolutely bad news bears, you know?
Yeah.
Seeing it in thrift shops is so grim.
It is. And I have only just started seeing it in New Zealand op shops very, very recently, because I think it's still very expensive to get it shipped to New Zealand and stuff, so it's sort of
relatively though, like, in terms of if you confirm.
I love this sort of sounds like you were digging a little hole there, Penny. Yeah, but it's wild.
Yeah
But so there's a Paris-based company called Horotech, I think, and they analyze millions of images posted on social media and rate them. So they'll look for, they'll label them into edgy, which is kind of like upcoming, you know, pre-fashion trends, trendy, which is an early adopter, and mainstream, which is the rest of us.
Imagine being categorized in mainstream.
Oh,
yep. Upsetting.
Gushing.
You're middle of the road. Yep.
Well, any trends that's predicted that are interesting at the moment, Penny?
Well, that's the thing. Then they go on to like specific color, you know, long sleeves, pleats, whatever. And the predictions that they generate in advance can be as specific as 80% of pinstripes will be more visible in the European market next year.
Wow.
But I don't know what the AI has actually predicted, because I guess you have to pay for that information as a designer.
Right, yeah, I see, yeah. But that would make sense, because how are they going to make money at the end of the day if they're like, hey guys, here's just all the trends out on the internet. Have fun, yeah.
So using my own personal AI of my brain, I just went online and looked at Paris Fashion Week, and the kind of key silhouettes there are the wide-leg horseshoe denim jeans. Have you seen those?
No, I haven't. So what do you mean by wide-legged horseshoe denim jeans? What does that mean?
Well, just think of a horseshoe and your waist is in the center of that horseshoe, so your legs come down like your cowpoke.
Oh, wow. That's an interesting silhouette.
Well, I think it's going to go well with those Western Crocs with spurs.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of like it. I'm sure. Images.
And then there's like off-the-shoulder sweater dresses, mirror bags, polka dots, oversized jackets, some cropped versions, and then TikTok. You know how I'm all about the core.
There's
coastal cowgirl core.
Jeez.
Biker core.
We're just saying words.
And then sheer fabrics or naked. And I'm just going to add core on the
love
end
it.
Because
naked
I want
core.
To.
Naked yeah. core. I love the idea that people just sit in a room and brainstorm a bunch of words to throw together and be like, this is the new thing.
The core.
Yeah, all the kids are doing it. All the kids are coastal grandma cowboys this year. I love it. Fantastic. I'm excited to see everybody wearing Croc spurs for the next season, as predicted by AI. Thank you very much, Penelope Noir, for bringing us AI trend setting this morning. We will see you next week.
Thanks.
Feels fitting to play some Kraftwerk, The Model. You're on BFM Breakfast. Get in touch on 5395.
Her mind.
Craftwork with The Model. You're on BFM.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.